League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hi, welcome back here. I'm looking at here, and we got what's good for Houston. We'll do that in a second. Did you see Bobby Hauk and Logan Fife going at it? Bobby Hauk. He's the head coach of Montana, and they're going at it. And as a matter of fact, Logan Fife comes up behind and he's screaming at him.
Explain the people who Logan Fife
is. He's his quarterback. Logan Fife is his quarterback.
I have no idea who these people are.
Okay, so Bobby Hauk is the head coach, and I mean they're going at it, and then they start hugging. Did you see Brian Kelly?
Yeah.
He got into?
He yelled at a receiver, and then a receiver yelled at him.
Yeah.
Kyron Lacy yelled at him, and then who? He was yelling at who?
He was yelling at number three.
He called him uncoachable.
Yeah, you're uncoachable. Shut the F bleep up.
Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are? Yeah. You're uncoachable. Yeah. I'm telling you, Brian Kelly, he's got a lot of years left on this deal, but he is already persona non grata in Baton Rouge. He is public enemy number one right now.
Those people don't like anybody.
No, I know. It's right after you. I mean,
they hated Les. They hated. I mean, national championship people. They don't like people who win national championships.
No, as soon as you lose a game, right afterwards you suck. So even if you won a national championship, you lost a game, you suck. So now that's true. Absolutely is true.
But with that said, he's not a. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
What's he doing?
I think I may have unplugged something I shouldn't have. Y'all just go ahead and talk.
We can hear you, but
yeah.
I don't know what you're doing.
There's no lights here. I think I unplugged something I shouldn't have.
He unplugged his mic.
Well, he unplugged the light source, I guess. But I can hear him when he talks.
I don't know if I can hear him. Because I'm too close. I don't know.
He broke the mic button.
Yeah. There's no light source here.
But I can hear you.
I guess I'm just on.
You can hear him?
Yeah, I get the him coming through on the board, too.
Okay. Well, are you unplugging things?
Yeah, it's working. Okay. It's working, but I don't know.
Why are you unplugging things? Don't unplug anything.
It was an accident. I don't think I unplugged anything that should have.
You just broke something.
Maybe.
What were you saying, John?
Brian Kelly is already done in Baton Rouge. They hate him already.
We're talking if he doesn't turn it around next year, he's out.
Didn't he sign a 10-year deal?
No.
That's
Indiana.
But he's been there since when?
Indiana just gave, by the way.
Cignetti, yeah.
How about that? That's very A&M of them.
But that's what my dad called. Like, is anyone ever going to learn? Is anyone ever going to learn? You have a good year and now you do that.
I know it's your first year, but maybe you want to see him build a program that's supposed to do it with all transfers.
Think about this. It's kind of like this. I thought of it both ways. Number one.
10-year LSU, 10-year deal.
Ooh.
How long ago?
Has he been there 3 years?
This is his third year. Still a ton, like a Jimbo deal. But Indiana gives Chris Cignetti Kurt. I always call him Chris. They give him a 10-year deal. So all it's going to do is just, number one, if somebody wants him, they'll still outbid you. You can't keep him. If he's not very good, you'll have to pay him for an eternity. If this is kind of a one-off. So all you have done is put yourself on a tremendous hook.
Well, you're not keeping him. But you're just assuming that he's going to be bad and it's going to be a bad contract.
No, as soon as somebody
wants
him.
If he's a really good head coach, then Indiana's got a really good head coach.
For 2 years. And then he's gone.
Not necessarily.
Yes, it's always like that.
Not necessarily.
Really? When's the last time there was a good coach in a small. They always get stolen. University of Houston had all their coaches stolen. Indiana's not a premier place for football. He will get stolen from there. Let Ohio State get tired of Ryan Day.
Who's they the first already game? Are.
And who are they going to go to?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe
LSU. Who would LSU maybe go to if they got rid of Brian Kelly? They're just going to go poach your. There's nothing you can do about it. All you do though, I will say this:
unless you got a nice buyout.
That's the thing, is at least the university maybe gets some money for the buyout.
Yeah.
And I'm a firm believer that we got to start doing basically transfer fees. Like, you take a player from a university for the portal, and that team should get paid. If they do the development, if that team, maybe from the FCS, maybe from when they make jumps up, not jumps down, but jumps up, you got to get, and lateral jumps don't count either. But if you poach somebody from a lesser team, a G5 or an FCS, then you got to pay them a certain amount of money, a transfer fee. And the same thing, these, I know the buyout. We never talk about how big the buyouts are. We never talk about a university. Like, how big are these buyouts?
Brian Kelly has the second, not that anyone's
shouldn't
buying
the buyout
him,
be like, buyout be like 30% of the contract, 40% of the contract.
Yeah. Brian Kelly's this going into this year was $61 million buy him out.
So no. I'm talking about for another
buyout. His Kelly's buyout comes in at a whopping $61 million.
Because you know that it's because it will be
only
like,
Kirby Smart is $118 million.
Are you sure it's like how much it takes to get out of the coach's contract? What I'm talking about is if the coach gets poached. Usually those are much smaller numbers.
Yeah, if a coach this is leaves, what it says the buyout is. Okay. It's a buyout. That's okay. A buyout. That's what that means.
Because, you know, it's usually like $6 million, $8
million. Yeah.
Not 10 years, and he's getting what? Is he getting nine figures a year?
So our agent friend said, I'll bet Signetti had to agree to a gigantic buyout to get that deal. He's not going anywhere now. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll
see.
What was the good news for Houston?
The good news is that Reagan's friend Tiger, who called our show last week,
yeah.
Tiger ended up going and buying a steak, a corn on the cob, and French fries. No word on the Dr. Pepper, and getting it to Gilbert. There was a video of it, and Tiger says, "Do you have?" I retweeted Dell. Do you want to play it? Because it's perfectly.
Well, you should have told
legal.
Me.
Yeah,
you wanted
yeah,
to play
I probably
it.
Should. You should have anticipated as a
okay.
As a producer, if you were a Hall of Fame, you would have.
I should have known that in a split second you're going to want.
What
this.
Do you think I was going to say? Mm-hmm. The good news was he
I
got
don't know,
a steak.
Beyonce is
he
going to be the halftime performer for the Texans Ravens game.
That's not great. That's not great.
Why?
Because isn't it a little jinxy? I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
How is it jinxy?
I don't know.
When's the last time she performed?
I don't know. I know is I'm a little worried about it on Christmas Day.
Why? All I'm worried about is more people will tune in and we start getting buffers.
Yeah, that's worse. Yeah.
But
now you're going to get all these people to see Beyonce.
Houston's
and we
own
can't
Beyonce
see the game.
Is not going to jinx us. There's nothing jinxy
about it. All of a sudden it's
going
to start buffering on Channel 26.
No.
That's not.
Beyonce
no,
performing
not,
is not
on
a jinx.
26.
26 is not going to buffer.
On Netflix,
like,
maybe.
Let me get back to Gilbert. Gilbert got his stuff and the guy Tiger goes, Gilbert, are the Texans going to win? Yeah, yeah. Are the Texans going to cover, Gilbert? Because he cares about the people. He's like, are they going to cover? Yeah.
Okay.
So the Texans are going to win and cover because Gilbert, we got it in on time on Friday.
On Friday. On the other side, we'll see what's next for Gilbert, what he needs next because he's on hold.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not. It'll never end.
It's not going to end. Yeah. It's not going to end. But you know what, though? Monument.
Lance talked about how great it is for Houston that Tiger got Gilbert his food. Well, you know what else is great for Houston? Monument Chevrolet, family owned for 50 years. And they've been in Pasadena serving the community with great prices for their cars for that long as well. They are entrenched in the community. They have the best prices, and they will meet the competitor's price. So bring a price to them. They're willing to meet it. They're willing to work within your budget. And there are no hidden fees, no upcharges, so the price is the price. When you go to monumentchevrolet.com, and check them out. The inventory you see, if a car that you're looking at is on the website, if it's at the dealership, it'll cost the same that you see on the website. So you can take heart and be confident to know that the price ain't going to change. They're friendly. They're not pushy, but they do have a salesperson of the week, and that salesperson of the week gets a belt. You know what that means? They're competitive over there. They want to make the car buying experience a great one for you. And I got word that Jonathan Guajardo is the salesperson of the week. So if you go out there on 3940 Pasadena Freeway off the Beltway in 225, you'll see him walking around with that belt, which means he's got the most deals done. You may want to talk to him. You may want to talk to someone else. But the deals are there for you, including the monthly offer right now at Miami Mitch Chevrolet is this. You get 1.9% financing on a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab Rally Sport Truck with a 5.3-liter engine, or choose an all-new electric vehicle with 0% financing for 60 months for well-qualified buyers. So MiamiChevrolet.com is the website, and go check them out. The prices are great. They don't change. Monument Chevrolet.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, all right, we got Tiger, who brought him the food, and we got Gilbert, who got the food.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So here we go. Let's get Gilbert in here first. Hey, Gilbert. Hey, Gilbert.
Hey, how are you doing, gentlemen?
Good. Did you get your steak?
Yeah, I love it anyway.
It was good. I saw you eating the corn on the cob. You got your corn on the cob. You got your fries. Did you get a Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, I got a Dr. Pepper anyway.
So we're good.
All right.
And the Astros and the Texans are going to win
tonight. Texans going to win tonight now, right?
So everything's fine.
Texans probably.
No.
You said they were going to
win. No. You told us they would lose if you didn't get that. So the opposite of that is we are going to win if you do get it, right?
Right.
Why do you say probably, Gilbert?
They're definitely
going to
win
tonight. All right. So, okay, so Tiger brought you the food, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Tiger is here with us on ESPN. Tiger, let's bring him in, too. Hey, Tiger. Thank you for doing that.
Hey,
for
guys. The city. Hey, Gilbert. I won everyone to throw up the H. I did it for the H. It ended up being like a two-day drawn-out thing. You know, when I said I would do it, I was real juiced up and excited about getting my bets turned around. And then, you know, reality is I have a 4-year-old, 3-year-old, 2 young sons.
Yeah.
I work. I live in Manville, Rocheron area. I work in West Houston City Center. I have no time, so tried to do it Friday afternoon. Didn't make it there in time. Miss Bernadette up in the front shut me down. So went the next day, Saturday. And actually got a text from Reagan. You know, he would do it if I couldn't make it. You know, he'll do it on Monday. Almost took him up on that just to jam him to do it. But we made it work. Shout out there. And you guys coached me up perfectly. It was you told me all that what to expect. I did bring Gilbert a shirt from my job to kind of have some overlay for my wife because it was an unauthorized trip that I ran out there. So I gave Gilbert a shirt. It was on the ground within about a minute. I think he would use it as like a snot rag or something. Exactly what y'all said. I cut his steak. He, asked for the ketchup. The whole time, he had a problem with his phone. You know, he had a problem with his phone. And I was concerned about that form. I looked at he had a landline contraption or something, and wasn't able to help him with that. But I told Ms. Bernadette, and he wanted the phone company called for that. But he was cool, man. If I was glad I did it. Like I said, it became a little more challenging than I wanted, but it is what it was, man. We'll be back.
Well,
on time.
It always is.
Go back tonight.
But he's out in Rocheron.
Now, I have a Texas take, if that's okay. I have a Texas take. I'd like to make real quick.
Yeah.
All right, real quick. So I decided to coach my son's soccer team this year, and a Slowick's kid is on the team, you know. So, of course, I talk to him, I chat with him and stuff like that, and, he's cool as a fan. I'll say that, as being a longtime Texas fan, Houston, growing up, born right in Houston, man, we're lucky to have a Slowick. Last year, they were looking at him going to other teams. You know, he's drawing up plays. CJ's missing tanks. CJ's missing Mechie across the middle. CJ's fumbling the ball going into the red zone against the Jets. And Slowick, every time, you hear him interview, takes accountability, says, exactly what a coach said. No wonder CJ likes him so much. So I want to recognize Lance. I know Lance doesn't just always throw a slug under the bus, and I'm on that same boat. That's my take. Nico's back tonight. Go pawn your old clubs. Get your money right. Get that second mortgage out. Load up tonight. It's going to be a win. And Gilbert did say we'll cover. I asked him that specifically. Yeah, so yeah, so that's my take.
You asked him that. Thanks, Tiger. Gilbert, did you get your phone issue? Did you get that taken care of?
Yeah, my phone's working right now.
It is?
Okay, good.
That's good. That is good.
Sounds like that. So we got that going. So you got your food, you got your phone.
Everything is good.
Everything set to go. That's great. That's great. So we're set to go for the Monday Night Football game. Anything else you want to say about the game, Gilbert? I know you said you wanted to talk Texans.
Well, I think I'll worry about it anyway, about the Astros crossfire Lance Berman. Instead of $21 million, what about $31 million? That'd be nice.
Yeah, not Berkman, probably Bregman, but
yeah,
$31 million, that would be nice.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, we'll see, Gilbert. You don't want to lose him, huh? What do you think of Willie Adames? Oh. Because they're talking about him.
Ew.
What do you think of Willie Adames?
They'll probably sign him, probably.
Yeah, they could, probably.
Yeah.
Yep,
that's what I'm thinking.
Well, I'll use him anyway. They
shot
Jose Altuve. What about Lance Berkman?
Yeah, but I don't think Berkman's coming
Berkman,
back.
Not Berkman.
You seem
mean
really,
Alex Bregman.
You seem dead set on Lance Berkman coming back, but I don't think he's coming.
Yeah, I don't see that.
Well, for $31 a year, that would
but
be
then
bad.
He said million. Then he said million.
So are we giving Lance Berkman $31 million a year or Alex Bregman $31?
Berkman gets $31. Bregman gets $31
million. Okay.
That's what he said. Well, I'm glad that we were able to get that taken care of so that the Texans can get the win this week against the Cowboys. That's going to be a huge, huge game.
Yeah.
It's very important. Very important that we get that W.
Yep. All right, 928 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, our final segment before News of the Weird. There is so much that we still haven't talked about. Dale, you got to fill us in on everything that's going on.
I have to fill you
in.
Yeah,
you do. So that's your job as producer.
There's so much you haven't talked about, and you realize that, but I need to fill you in on it.
You got to fill us in on everything that we missed from this weekend. Talking about HR&P, people, what's your business like? What is your business, by the way? What do you do? What do you sell? Okay, because what you don't do is payroll. You don't do payroll because that's not what you sell. Unless you're a payroll company, well, then you're not going to use HR&P, so you're out. But if you, whatever it is you sell, whatever widget it is, whatever service that you have, whatever it is that you do, okay, for a living, whatever, if you're a CEO, a CFO, you're making those business decisions. Are you doing your payroll? Are you doing your HR? Are you doing your taxes as economically as you possibly can, as technologically as you possibly can? No. Are you still writing checks and then signing them? Are you doing that? Wow. Because that's really, really, really behind the times. You're not doing it as well as you can. Plus, when it comes tax time, boy, what a mess. Now, have it all ready and done perfectly for you every single time by HR&P. And, oh, by the way, the HR is kind of a big deal as well because you don't want to be doing that and making mistakes because you're liable for those mistakes. Let HR&P take all of that stuff that you need done. HRP.net. You are not a payroll expert. You, my friends, do what you do. Let them do what they do perfectly every time. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, we haven't even touched on college football this weekend. What did we learn?
Am I alerting you or do you have some things? I'm not sure where you
are. I learned that Oregon is not the best team in the country.
Because they had one tight ball game?
Yeah. Yep.
Why? So who is the best team in the
and
country?
How about the offensive coordinator gets fired after the game?
Well, Wisconsin's did.
Yeah. Wisconsin's offensive coordinator after that game. After Oregon, who's the number one team in the country, he gets fired.
Well,
now,
his offense didn't stop Oregon.
Yeah.
His offense wasn't good. Look, I don't know that we have a dominant team in the country, and Oregon had a tight one on the road in a hostile environment, and they won.
Honestly, this is literally a year the ninth team in the country could win the national championship.
On a given day, the ninth team in the country could beat whoever you think is the best team.
This is a good year for the playoff.
It was a massive game for Georgia to get that under their belt to eliminate Tennessee and for Georgia to win because they're more than likely in now. And it's good for college football to have Georgia in there. It just is. I mean, whether you like it or not, you want to have a team that has had that kind of success recently in the tournament. They're in. Bama will probably be in. The SEC championship game should not hurt you.
Is it bad? So is it good for Clemson to be in if they make it?
I don't think it really matters with Clemson. They've been kind of out of the for a few years now. They've been out of they kind of lost their mojo, but they could be in now.
Well, they don't control their destiny.
No, they're
no, but they could still be in.
Well,
they need help.
They need plenty of help.
Yeah, they need a lot of help. In the AP, they're 17th right now.
Notre Dame.
You know what? Why are they going to not let Army in?
What do you mean not let Army in?
Are they going to?
Is there anything Army
BYU
can do?
Is still ahead of them at 9-1.
That doesn't matter. BYU's in the Big 12. Boise is the team.
I mean,
ahead
I'm sorry. Boise.
Is there anything?
Boise is 12.
Is there anything Army can do to make it?
I don't think so. Not if Boise keeps winning. No,
I don't think so.
Well, Boise just I guess Boise's Now who's the Big 12? Who's the best team in the Big 12?
Colorado.
I think as far as teams,
Colorado's the best team in the Big 12.
Well, the teams who are in line. Who are in line to win that conference? It's still a BYU Colorado thing. Colorado is more talented.
We got to be real now. Whether you like Deion or Shadur or whatever, dude, they're doing good. A good job. They're doing a good job. Deion's done a good job with him. Shadur's playing well. Travis Hunter's going to win the Heisman Trophy because the quarterbacks are so bad in a general sense this year. I mean,
the numbers for quarterbacks, I don't think they're so down compared
to
other
years.
Well,
Cam Ward has good one. You're going to say what? Dylan Gabriel? He was really hurt by the Wisconsin game. Will Howard is not
the Travis
that guy.
Hunter thing is interesting because he got his third pick off a play that he didn't make; someone else did. But the train is rolling for him right now.
Well, he had a headline catch.
He also got beat for a touchdown.
Yeah. He did get beat for a touchdown. He had a headline catch. It was an easy win. Yeah, and he ran for a touchdown.
He had an interception
pass
off a deflection.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's the favorite right now. He's going to win. Shadur probably needs to be there too.
So if they
Cam, Genty, Shadur, and Travis, you think those are the four who ends up in are those the four that end up in Manhattan for the Heisman?
Well,
Dylan Gabriel's not there?
I don't know. Dylan ahead of Shadur? Maybe so.
Yeah. I don't think you're getting two Colorado guys. So is there a chance that the Big 12 champ is the 12th seed?
Maybe a little higher.
Well, no. I mean, there's a chance.
Well, there is a chance.
Boise would be ranked higher than the Big 12 champ.
I think BYU, if BYU wins out, they'll be higher.
You mean the Big
They're
12
not higher now.
You mean
Colorado,
the Big 12 champ.
They're behind
but
Boise now.
But who does Boise play? They would play a two-win. I mean, they would get a chance. Don't they have – well, they still have Big 12 championship game?
BYU?
BYU, yeah.
Yeah. So they get a
play
chance.
Colorado.
They get a chance to play a team that can elevate them.
That's true. But there's a chance that the Big 12 champ is going to be the 12th seed.
Or at least a team who doesn't get a bye. That's more important to them.
They have to get a bye. No, they have to get a bye.
Oh, yeah.
They have to get a bye. That's right.
It's the top four. I thought it was the top four teams.
No, it's the four champs that are the byes.
So Boise can't get a bye if they're ahead of the Big 12 champ?
Nope.
I thought the ruling was if one of those teams finished ahead, they would get it. I thought it was the top four.
That the group of five would get a...
If they're ahead of one of the Power Five? The thought was it wasn't going to happen because BYU was undefeated. I got to look up the rule because I thought that's
what it was. No, I think the top four, the big four are... And you may be right. I don't remember that. I do not remember that. But, yeah, if BYU may be the 14th ranked team in the country or Colorado and have a first round bye.
The top four seeds go to the four highest ranked conference champions. It's not Power Four. It's the four highest ranked conference champions. So a Sun Belt team, if they were ranked eighth in the CFP, they would get one. Boise, Mountain West, if they're ahead of the Big 12, they would get it.
Wow, Boise would get a bye instead of BYU.
Or Colorado. It's possible.
It's possible. Wow.
By the way, looking at this, Shedeur Sanders with 31 total touchdowns, 27 passing, 7 interceptions. He has 4 rushing touchdowns, although he has negative yards rushing because of how they count, you know, sacks.
Yeah.
Dylan Gabriel has under 200 yards rushing, but he has a total of 28 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. So Shador's numbers, Shedeur has 3,200 passing yards, Dylan Gabriel 3,000. But Dylan Gabriel is on a team that's, you know, undefeated.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Dylan would probably go.
If you're looking at stats.
But stats, Shedeur would go ahead of Dylan, but it shouldn't just be stats, obviously. I mean, you got to take, and you're right, two from one team when you have another guy that's out there that probably deserves it. I think Travis Hunter wins that. Right now, I think we talked a little bit about it. The MVP race in the NFL got really interesting because Lamar Jackson had an off game. The Ravens lose at the Steelers. Ravens may not win their own division. Can you win an MVP if you can't win your own division? Like, how valuable actually are you if you can't win your division against Russell Wilson and the Steelers? That's a big question mark there. Jared Goff went from 5 interceptions to 4 touchdowns and 400 yards to get right back in the race. You had not a huge day for Josh Allen, 1 touchdown pass, 1 interception, 1 rushing touchdown, but he vanquished. Well, this is now 3 out of the last 5 Buffalo has beat Kansas City, by the way. People don't realize this is a great matchup between these two. These two get into really good battles. And Josh Allen right now, you know, Jared Goff has 1 loss, and Josh Allen has 2 losses. Lamar has 4 losses. Who else would be in the mix for this? Pat Mahomes has 1 loss, but just not playing that great. Derrick Henry didn't have a good game yesterday. Like, who else is there? I can't think of any other legitimate contenders for the MVP. Are there any other legitimate contenders?
No.
Nobody from, it's not Kyler.
I think it's the 3. It's. By the way, yeah, what does Lamar have, 25-3? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's got great stats.
Yeah.
But he's got 4 losses. And the argument for Lamar was always, don't worry about the stats, he's a winner.
Yeah. Well, he's still going to win.
But conversely, now he's got great stats, but there's a good chance he doesn't win his division.
What are they, 7-4? It's not like they're 4-7.
Well, they're 7-4, but that's still way below expectations.
Yeah.
Lamar, not way below. It's slightly below.
Well, Lamar had the narrative of, look how great he is. The Ravens are what we think it may be the best team in the AFC.
Yeah.
But then they go into Pittsburgh, a place. He struggles against the Steelers. I don't know what it is. He does. And it kind of mimics kind of the Heisman race. When we talk about narratives and where they're going, you mentioned Travis Hunter possibly winning it. You know, Jaden Daniels threw for 40 touchdowns and I think 4 picks. And he obviously ran for a lot more. And that was how many games did LSU lose? 3?
Last year?
3?
Yeah, probably.
So, and didn't win a conference title. You have two. Let's use Shedeur and Cam because their numbers are closer. Dylan Gabriel probably could win a conference title too. But they're on track through their last 3 games that they both make the conference title game. They're on track to match Jaden Daniels' numbers, at least through the air. No one's going to match them on the ground.
Wait, who's on track?
Like Cam Ward has
30, Cam is, yeah.
And Shedeur has what, 31? What'd you say?
No, it's total touchdowns. He has 27 passing touchdowns. He's not on. They're not on pace. So he's not on pace.
If he gets close,
Jaden.
So if he gets
Jaden
close,
was a 1,000-yard rusher, Dell.
I said no one's going to match his passing stats. That's what I said. But he didn't win a conference title. He doesn't have the winning part of the equation. His defense wasn't good enough. You have 2 quarterbacks who have a shot to win a conference title and get somewhere close to 40 total touchdowns between them, both of them. And we're giving it to the corner who's a good corner and a good receiver. He's not great as a receiver. He's fine. And he's a great cornerback. But this is the year for it because the quarterback numbers aren't so far off from past. Caleb Williams didn't win a conference title, and the numbers are similar to what these guys are doing. So this is all about, we're tired of giving it to quarterbacks. Do you think that's what it is?
I mean, I'm good with that.
I don't think there's anybody that stood out to the crack.
No, I think Cam is the only guy.
This is the kind of year that a corner / wide receiver can win it because nobody's dominating.
They don't really exist.
Yeah.
There's no corner wide receivers, and he's been He's on a good team. He's had an impact on both sides of that football.
Yeah. Did you see the stat with him and Champ Bailey? 75 catches and 3 interceptions. Travis Hunter's done it twice now. Or 50 catches and 3 interceptions in a season.
Oh, in a season.
Champ Bailey was the last one to do it. And, yeah. And you know, it's just this is the perfect year. There's no dominant. Like last year, if Travis Hunter doing this year and Jaden was doing what he was doing, Jaden would win it. Jaden would win it. But there ain't no Jaden this year. There's no Joe Burrow. There's no Jaden. There's no guy who's dominating the game.
Is it because of their opponents? Because if we use Cam Ward, an example, his numbers stack up with certainly Jaden and Caleb Williams the last couple years through their first 10 games. Is it because the defense isn't good enough where they're not running away with games?
Well, Jaden also lost to Florida State, undefeated last year in the first game. He lost to Alabama at Alabama, who played in the Final Four. And then he lost also in there to Ole Miss. And Ole Miss was 11-2. Like, he didn't have slappy losses. His losses, Jaden had a kind of a special year. The Heisman's tricky because only Cam Ward, to me, stands out. In most years, I think the hype, it's so funny because ironically, Deion and Shadur, all they're talking about is, hey, we just don't have anyone talking about us and everyone hates us and everyone hates Travis. No one will talk about Travis. Nothing could be further from the truth. Travis is getting a tremendous amount of, he's the favorite. Like, this is the disconnect between what's going on in the real world and their perception is no one's talking about, I think they deserve more attention as a team. Travis Hunter by himself is the betting favorite and has been now for the last 2 weeks and going on 3 weeks at the Heisman Trophy. He gets tremendous amounts of acclaim from, like, that's just not, simply not true. That's not true. Maybe Shadur could use more acclaim or should. I think some of it is they're a victim of a lot of the crap that happened last year. But when you look at Travis Hunter, he gets a lot of attention from people. And rightfully so, by the way. But
oh, my God. They fall all over themselves for Travis Hunter.
Ashton Jeanty, had he kept a higher pace up, would have been the Heisman Trophy winner.
Or if he didn't play at Boise State.
Yeah.
He played somewhere else.
It helps, but he had that Barry Sanders. He had that Barry Sanders
buzz. Oh, I know the numbers aren't.
And then it fell
off. Matching, but if he played at a premier school, Derrick Henry's won the Heisman in the last decade. Devontae Smith has won the Heisman. So if we're giving it to Ashton Jeanty, he would have to have played someplace else.
Yeah. Yep. I agree with that. Well, I agree. Those years that they won it, though, there were no dominant.
He hits 2,000 yards this week.
This is the year.
This week, Ashton Jeanty hits 2,000 yards and could get 30. And it would take a 4-touchdown performance rushing, but he could get to 30 rushing touchdowns this week and 2,000 yards.
That's pretty good.
I mean,
it is Boise, though, and look at the competition. So that's the problem.
Well, I mean, then if that's your argument, then how is Army getting in the playoffs? Look at their competition. Yeah. Why would you put Army in the playoffs?
Are they going to beat Tulane?
Is it that much worse than what Boise's played?
Yes, Boise's played better.
Boise played Oregon. They have and he had a good game. So that's
192 yards and 3 touchdowns against Oregon. Averaged 7.7 yards a carry. Like, that's pretty damn skippy. Washington
State. As far
as
the teams are,
he put 259 and 4 touchdowns on Washington State. And the rest of it is just, you know, it's a conference. It's just.
Yeah.
It's their conference. It is what it is.
Isn't it Colorado State who's likely going to be their opponent, or unless they lost this past week? You know, the Colorado State got blown out by Colorado. They've gone on to have a really good conference season.
Actually, yeah, Colorado State's actually been pretty good.
So that's the team they're probably going to see in the conference title game.
Yeah. This is so funny, Purdue. Why would you do that? They've had 2 end zone lines. You see that? They kept... The end zone line is black, and then it's got a white, and then they got another end zone line behind it.
Stupid.
So stupid.
It's colored black behind it.
And if you missed it,
that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
A receiver was open in the corner of the end zone. He was confused by the lining, and so he was out of bounds.
He was out of bounds, but he thought he was in bounds.
And look at the Penn State cornerback right here. What, did you see the movie did? He did this.
Well,
like he had done anything. Yeah,
no, he had him burned, it was wide open.
But
the
guy caught a touchdown out of bounds because he was confused. And then he went in B-boy pose. He stood over him and he goes, crossed his hands like, bro, cornerbacks are some of the most.
What?
They're some of the most rapscallions scallions that, like, they're.
Oh, yeah.
The incomplete. They get beat 7 yards and the guy.
It drops it.
And it's just over his hands. Incomplete. Congratulations. Yeah. You did a great job, corner.
All right. You know who's going to do a great job? That's Chastain Ford. How about this? Jeep owners. You own a Jeep? You want to trade it in? You're going to get $2,000 off the Bronco or the Bronco Sport. That's right. $2,000 more off of everything else that they're giving you off. How about you Ram truck owners? You want to get the F-150? Yep. How about $2,000 off amongst all the other incentives as well? Listen, Chastain Ford is just awesome. Love me some Chastain Ford. I bought 4 vehicles from him. But you got a ridiculous time right now at Chastain Ford. Up to $5,000 cash back on the Bronco models. 5.9% for 60 months or 7.9% for 72 months. F-Series, up to $6,000 cash back. Okay. Finance specials, rates as low as 1.9% for 60 months. Or, and again, you Ram owners, $2,000 more. Bronco Sport, big blend. Leasing specials, how about $369 a month with nothing down? Zero down, $369 a month. That's a great deal. That is a great time to get that starter car for somebody. And you also got the 2.9% financing for 72 months or 3.9% for 60 months. Listen, Chastain Ford is going to make you a deal. Chastain Ford is going to get you in that vehicle at the price that you've got to be at. Chastain Ford is not adding on or marking up. Chastain Ford is where you go to get your Ford on or your pre-owned vehicle. We bought a pre-owned F-150 there. It was awesome. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. You'll love it too. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. Just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Here's something not so weird. You want to go to a college football game on Saturday? I'm giving you a chance to go watch the Cougs against the Baylor Bears. And you know what's special about that day, John? The blue uniforms are back.
Yep. They're blue back. Blue towels for everybody.
That's right. It's senior day, and it's their Houston Blue game. Get ready for a night of thrilling plays, hard-hitting action, and unforgettable moments. Nothing beats the tradition, pageantry, and the roar of the crowd at a Cougar football game. Tickets start at just $15, but for you guys, caller 5 right now. Caller 5 right now wins a pair of tickets to Cougs versus Baylor. It's their blue game. Those uniforms are cool. You want to see them in person. Go out there and check them out. Caller 5 right now. And if you don't get tickets from us, call 713-GO-COUGS. Come early, be loud, and wear blue, and pack the stadium for the final home game of the season. And you'll get a towel, as John told you.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, caller number 5.
Caller number 5 right now.
So apparently there's something called woke Coke. For those, there's a high demand of this woke Coke. At posh dinner parties in Great Britain, environmentally friendly sniff is what they're calling it. $200 a gram. Okay, that is pretty damn expensive. Woke Coke. Apparently, they're to ease their conscience over involvement in bloody drug wars in South America. They're being targeted by an ethically sourced cocaine.
That's good.
That isn't good? Isn't that good?
Yeah. Would you rather have that or all the...
Oh, no.
This is the good kind of cocaine.
I don't want blood on my nose, on my Coke.
No, like blood diamonds.
Right.
Who wants that?
No.
Who wants blood cocaine?
Ethically sourced cocaine. Yeah.
Not in the jungles of where people are being, you know, I'm just purely working off of the movies I've seen on Netflix.
Yeah.
Shows.
How about
Plata
this?
Plata o ploma. How about neither one, sir? How about we do this ethically, Mr. Escobar?
That's right. And pay us. And pay us £200 a gram. That's a lot. Tourists. Okay. The Coliseum has made a deal with Airbnb. Tourists get to dress up and fight gladiator fights in the Coliseum.
How poverty-ridden are you if you're having tourists?
I want to do this.
Oh, you mean LARPing? You don't mean they're actually dressing up and fighting.
It's not LARPing. I'm going to get a sword. I'm going to have my gladiator outfit on. It's going to be awesome.
It's the definition of LARPing.
You can't actually be fighting. Are they really doing this?
They're really doing it. Yeah. But Italians, not all that happy about it.
Why
not? I would not think
not so. All that happy about it. Because they're you know, using the Colosseum for
for silly stuff?
Yeah. It's embarrassing. I think they're embarrassed by it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What else? Oh, do you want a bulletproof Mazda? You can get that optional bulletproofing now with your Mazda.
Wow.
Yeah. Is that what a thing for Mazda for? Owners?
Well, how many
getting shot at? Mazda owners get shot at a lot.
Shouldn't this be like an Escalade thing or a Lincoln thing? Or why?
Why can't everyone have it? If you got people who are putting together, what is it called, disaster packs, or they're convinced that we're either going to have...
I think it's the nicer cars that get shot up, aren't they?
No, well, it could be any car. If we're in the middle of a civil war...
It depends on what type of life you're living.
Yeah, but I mean, there ain't a lot of gangbangers that are going to be driving a Mazda.
Yeah, there are. More gangbangers that... You watch too many shows. Gangbangers are not all rich.
Well,
they absolutely would.
Or you could steal a rich car, a nice car.
No, why not Mazdas?
I don't know.
Why are you against the American people? I thought you're a man of the people. They can't have bulletproof cars, too?
Well, yeah. I mean,
you
I guess
only
if you're
the
just,
rich people
oh,
get...
a family of four, yeah. We need a bulletproof car.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. Yeah, there's never anyone to get shot up with the open open field firing in the streets.
Have you ever seen The Purge?
Yeah, we're not living in The Purge.
No, I'm just pointing out where you would stand. Oh, John would definitely
be
on one
purgy.
Side or the other. He'd be like, no, why do these people get this? He would definitely be out.
Remember what
out
Trump,
and about
remember what Trump
going
said
after
before
people.
The election? We need one good hour, just 1 hour, and all the bad people
yeah, he
go
was,
away like,
he wanted,
that's a purge!
Except
he's talking about a purge!
Except The Purge was a 24-hour thing, I think.
Yeah.
But still, that's or a night thing. But John would be on the side of the groups are hanging out, drinking, and they head into their houses and those panic rooms or the panic houses, and he's just watching everything happen. Yeah. Hey, the poors don't need bulletproof anything.
Yeah, no, they yeah. I don't.
First, you
I
come
don't
after
have
the,
a. I don't have
you would,
a yes. soundproof room.
You
okay?
would be,
first, you
would
come
be
after
one of those
the,
guys.
The bulletproof Mazdas. Next is our Social Security. Next, I got to make sure that I have no Social Security because you're going to take it from me.
Speaking of which. There's a cruise company that's offering Americans a 4-year cruise starting January 20th.
Take it if you want. I bet you're dying after about a week. Have you ever been on a cruise?
I have. I don't like them. I didn't like a week, let alone 4 years.
I know, our boy Sweet Miller takes like 10 cruises a year.
I hate
loves
them.
Cruises.
I don't like them.
Some people love them. Yeah. I just feel like I would not like
them. No. You've never been on one?
I've never been on one. No. And I don't really
I didn't like it at all.
Depending on... Your status. I mean, you might get some stuff done on the cruise, but then you can't get away from this person for
stuff done on the cruise.
You heard what I said. Huh. You might get some stuff done, but you can't get away from all these people for 4 years.
How many? Like Lance. If Lance did this with Nicole, they'd have 3 kids by the time they got off this cruise.
We're not
right.
We're not having kids anymore.
What did you
maybe in here?
No, back in the day.
I mean, two.
yes.
Two maybe.
What did you call it again? The his good stuff? What did you say earlier in the show?
Oh, God. He said something horrible about one guy.
Special sauce.
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't even that.
Getting the good stuff done.
His good stuff,
putting
I think
the good
what he
stuff
said.
Out there. It was something inappropriate.
Something.
And you're worried about playing. And that's on our air, and you're worried about playing a clip
that
from a video.
That doesn't get us defunded.
God. Mm-hmm. All right, we're done. We got to get to the Dell Show. It's at 10 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock now, so it's your turn. It's your show now. Well, right after I talk about Hoag Landscape Services, okay? That's it. Hoag Landscape Services. This is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your backyard. I'm talking about your front. I'm talking about the greatness that can be your home, that can be your business. Hoag Landscape Services are special.
Will they do the front yard?
Yeah, absolutely.
Will they do the backyard?
Yes, absolutely.
Will they do side to side?
Yes, they will.
So they got front and back and
side
to side?
Yanni got his putting green all the way up the side of his house. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's really cool.
I honestly probably talk about this off the air. Yeah. I need him at my house.
You need him at your house?
My house is a disaster.
Yeah. No. I mean, they'll make it look, I mean.
I know. I'm seeing all of a sudden now I'm seeing their trucks all over. I see their trucks. I was over there at TC Jester getting ready to play disc golf. There's a Hoag truck just right there.
Well, there's.
I've seen two of them.
They got
now.
15 or 20. They got them all from Chastain Ford. I mean, they're all over the city. They're, wow. Yes. Hey, listen, if you just want to get your yard cut and all that stuff, you can do that as well. But if you want a design, if you want them to actually make a design for your backyard.
Will they do an actual flower bed? Will they do a garden?
Anything.
Can they do a garden?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All you need to do is go to Hoag, HOGUELS.com, HOAGLS.com. I'm telling you, if you want your backyard to be special with pool, basketball court, pickleball court, a kitchen, a lounge. I'm telling you, HOAGLS.com. It's the only place to go. HOAG, HOGUELS.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.